If you have a Bible, turn with me to Psalm chapter 40. Psalm chapter 40. And don't worry, I'm not going to preach a full-length message right now. But I do want to remind us of something that the psalmist said. Psalm chapter 40. Very familiar psalm. But I want to just talk about some new stuff. Don't you love it when you get new things? Like new carpet, new coat of paint. New car, if you could do that. New stuff is really neat. God has given us some new stuff. And I just want to remind us of that this morning to see how blessed that we are. First of all, let's read chapter 40, verse 1. The Bible says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Yes, we like new stuff. And here in this passage, we see all kinds of new things that we have as Christians. Now, if you're here this morning and you're not a Christian, you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, let this be a motivation for you to see what you're missing out on and trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, all right? So if you're saved, you have the testimony of the psalmist here, all right? So number one, we have a new location, right? Listen, look what he says there, verse 2. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit. Now we read that horrible pit, and we just think, oh yeah, pretty bad hole in the ground. You got to remember, David was a shepherd. David, in the arid country of the Middle East, during the spring, there would be floods that would come through, and then the waters would subside, leaving holes in the ground. And every year, with this happening over and over, these holes in the ground would get bigger and bigger. This is the pit that David is probably referring to. Now, what would be in that hole in the ground? Well, probably some leftover moisture, right? It would be shaded in there, so it would take a lot longer for it to dry out. And as they got deeper and deeper, there would be, like, animals that would fall into there and couldn't get out, so they would die, and their carcasses would be there. And along with carcasses, there's all kinds of smelly, ucky things that accompany that. And so here's what David says. I was in a horrible pit. I was in a really bad place. The picture is he's down in the muck of one of these holes with all the dead stuff and the stench and all that. He says, I was in a horrible pit. And that is much like us as human beings when we're born. We are born sinners before God. We cannot save ourselves. We are in a very, very bad place. And here's what God did. He lifted me up also out of a horrible pit. He gives us a new location. Secondly, he gives us a new foundation. He doesn't just lift us up and then plop us back down in there. He lifts us up and sets us on a solid rock. That's what he says there. Set my feet upon a rock. And that rock, in many times in Scripture, the rock is a reference to Jesus Christ, right? And so the Bible says that the wise man was wise because he built his house on the rock, the teachings of Jesus Christ. And so we have a rock. If you're a Christian here today, you have the rock of Jesus Christ to build your life upon. There are people all around us in this world that are swaying. They have no foundation. They have no anchor. But we have a new foundation through Jesus Christ. A new location picked us up out of the miry clay. A new foundation. He set my feet upon a rock. But then he didn't just sit us there and let us sit there. He established our goings. He gave us a new formation. He gave us a place to go, direction in life. You know what? You have a purpose. If you don't know what your purpose is in life, then read Scripture. I'll start with this. Do all to the glory of God. So everything we do points us to God. And that's a purpose. That's a direction. And as we look at the people around us today that don't know what truth is and don't have any direction in life, we can be thankful that we have a new location, we have a new foundation, and a new formation. But he didn't just give us a direction to go. He gave us something to say along the way. The Bible says he had put a new song in my mouth. Many shall... You notice what that next word is? If it's a song, if he's talking specifically about a song, what should the next word be? He put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall hear it, you would think. But that's not what it says. It says many shall see it. How do you see a song? I believe he's not just referring to the song. He's referring to the whole testimony. He's referring to bringing me up out of that horrible pit and setting my feet on a rock and establishing my goings and giving me a song to sing along the way. And so, if you're a Christian here today, you have a testimony that you can share with the people around us. And as we do, many shall see it and fear, and some may even trust in him from our testimony. May I ask you, Christian, when was the last time you shared your testimony? Maybe you say like me, well, I don't have a whole lot of testimony. I was saved in a Christian home, and I just got saved at the age of 5, and that's my testimony. You know what? The testimony is this. I once was blind. Now I see. I once was lost. Now I'm found. God changed me. Have you shared that with people around you? We have a new location, pulls us up out of that miry clay. We have a new foundation. He sets our feet upon a rock. A new formation. He establishes our goings. And a new song in our heart. He gives us a new, something else to say, a new proclamation. There it is. And there's one more thing I want to mention before I play this last song. And that is, we have a new destination. And in the same chapter, verse 17, at the very end, it says, the Lord thinketh upon me, thou art my help and my deliverer. You know, one day we will be delivered from this world and we have a destiny in heaven. And in this last song, I've tried to paint a picture of heaven. Not the grandeur or the majesty of heaven, but the beauty and the sweetness of heaven. The song says, there's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits o'er the way to prepare us a dwelling place there in the sweet by and by.